Dear Chair and members of the committee, good afternoon. I am Fiorella Bosso, and on representation of Legarum Foundation from Ecuador, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak in this historical adoption of the General Recommendation Number 40. This is a crucial step forward to ensure the full and violence-free participation of women in their diversity and at all levels of decision-making systems. In Ecuador, despite legislative achievements in terms of parity and political participation, women face high levels of violence, both in face-to-face and digital spaces. This violence not only violates their rights, but also discourages their participation and affects the sustainability of their political careers and as leaders. In particular, we highlight the importance of an intersectional approach in this recommendation, since indigenous Afro-Ecuadorian, Montuvian women with disabilities and women of the gender diversities face even more significant barriers. Violence against women in politics affects more for those who suffer multiple forms of discrimination. In the framework of GR 40, we call for the strengthening of reporting and prosecution of systems, with specific mechanisms that provide effective protection as well as comprehensive and gender transformative reparation measures. In addition, it is essential to guarantee equal access to economic resources for political and social participation in order to break down the barriers that perpetuate inequalities. We urge the committee to make visible and condemn violence in public life in all its forms, including the approval and implementation of the solid regulatory frameworks that ensure the full participation of women and to stop impunity in case of violations. Only this way we will be able to move towards truly inclusive, representative, but not only democracies, but feminist democracies.